It's 6 o'clock according to our Chromebooks, so we will go ahead and get started. I would like to call this project hearing on the proposed project meeting to order. If you are interested in speaking at the hearing, please make sure you have signed in on the sign-in sheet, which we have already collected, and I don't see anybody signed up to speak for the project hearing. After a presentation by the administration and its advisors, there will be an opportunity for the public to make comments about the project. At the hearing, we will ask that each person limit their comments to 3 minutes and that the topic be limited to the proposed project under construction. The notice of this project hearing was published as legally required on September 11th in the Indianapolis Star and the Indianapolis Business Journal. At this time, I will ask that Fred McWhorter explain the purpose of this hearing.
Hello. Thank you, Ms. Falk. Actually, we're going to have, just so the people in the audience know, we're going to have two hearings today. We're going to have this on this bond project hearing. Then after this hearing, we'll have a budget hearing, and then we'll have a regular board meeting. So it's a little bit unusual as far as a regular board meeting goes. As far as this bond hearing, our bond project hearing, is pursuant to Indiana Code 2026-7-37. Before a school corporation may spend more than $1 million to build, repair, or alter a school building that would be financed by, by a lease or a bond, it must hold a public hearing at which explanation of the potential value of the project to the school corporation and community are given, which we'll get into. And then the public hearing and the adoption of resolutions are at the very beginning of the legal process. And then the resolutions establish the maximum financial terms. So what will be presented later on as we go through this is a board resolution that will present maximums, with the thought processes once actual numbers are known that those will be lower, which is a good thing. I'll just go ahead and cover the next couple things on agenda, the educational need for the project, the overview of the project, and then I have Brock Bowser with Baker Tilly here, who will help with the financial impact of the project, which kind of start with the end in mind, which is a net zero tax impact to the public, which is a great thing. So with our assessed valuation of our community increasing, it's provided some opportunities for the school corporation to recover some needed funds for facility projects and things. As far as educational need and overview, there's not new projects. Like we talked about at the last meeting and previous Friday notes and things is back in April of 2018, this school board approved a reimbursement resolution saying that, hey, we're going to be doing some projects, and at some point in the future, we would like to reimburse ourselves for those. And that's essentially what this does, is this will allow us to issue these bonds and reimburse ourselves. And so whereas we don't have the ability in a school corporation to try to take that Dave Ramsey approach to kind of save a bunch of money and then pay for it, we're trying to do the next best thing is we've used cash we had on hand, and then we'll reimburse ourselves, and that reduces the capitalized interest that we have to pay, which saves taxpayers money as well. So all these projects are essentially things that we've done since April of 2018. We've had repair paving projects. We've had also some equipments, the school buses, LED lighting projects at the middle school East, South Creek Transportation, Kittley, Acton, our door lock projects, annex roof roofing projects, Thompson Crossing roofing, East West, and C-Tech roofing, Adams Arlington, South Creek, Kittley roofing repairs. We had some HVAC at the high school, and also we've done HVAC and restroom issues at the annex. So essentially those projects essentially adding up to the just a little over $5 million, about 5.3, with the thought process that we, after all expenses and stuff, we should net about 5.1, at which point the plan is, at this point, is to put it into a rainy day fund to give the school board flexibility as we move forward to do other projects that we have in our facility book here, which we have about 80-some-odd million dollars worth of facility projects that we need to do. But at this time, we don't want to necessarily designate what those projects are until we get a better handle of how the financial future is going to be with the state and COVID and funding for the future. But it still allows us to do the strategy of paying for the project and reducing our capitalized interest costs. Financial impact, Tyler, will you bring that up there, please? Rock, steal us, I already stole this thunder, but it's going to be a net impact, a zero impact, but if you want to.
Sure. Good evening. My name is Brock Bausch with Baker Tilly's. Good to see everybody again. We are here about, 6 months ago, I think, right when COVID hit. So I guess back to the beginning. So it's a pleasure to be here this evening, talk about the GO bonds that we've been working with the team on for a number of months. And I think, as everybody knows, if you refinanced your own mortgage, there's never been a better time to be issuing bonds or issuing debt. So it works out really well for a couple of reasons to consider these bonds for this evening. First one is to mention the interest rate. Second one is that Mr. McWhorter discussed is that we can issue these bonds with no increase to tax rate to taxpayers. So, do you have the? Thank you. So for those who may not be able to see this information, currently as of today, 11 securities outstanding. Debt payments peak in 2020. So as bonds are maturing or payments are beginning to mature here in 2021, that also sets up for another reason to consider these bonds for this evening. I do want to highlight that this schedule does not include the previous $10 million bonds that the board considered, and nor does tonight's consideration take away from that consideration or that flexibility issue in 2021, which we'll see here shortly. All in all, really a nice waterfall cascading effect to this outstanding debt. And I think one of the best attributes or one thing to highlight is that as rating agencies like to see debt and debt as it falls off, they want to see debt paid off within 10 years, about 60 to 70% of the portfolio. And right now, Franklin Township has 75% of debt falling off with 10 years. So really a lot of flexibility coming up here.
I was going to say, if you notice, in 2020, the C9 bonds are being paid off. And then also in 2021, the 2011 series bonds will be paid off. And then, Tyler, you want to go to the next slide where it shows that.
Yeah, this one might be a little bit better for everybody to see. So rather than the fairly small font on the numbers, the visual graph tends to help everyone a little bit more. But with issuing these bonds, as this board knows, as well as any in the state of Indiana, that when you issue bonds in 2020, it's not like a mortgage where you start paying the next month. Rather, as you'll hear from Mr. McWhorter this evening, you've built these payments into your 2021 debt service budget. So that this we can build into essentially a one-year repayment. So you'd be borrowing money for 1 year and 1 month with how we've developed these proposed parameters. So again, nice waterfall effect. As part of our discussion for this evening, just want to remind the board as of two types of bonds in the state of Indiana. You've heard Mr. McWhorter talk about general obligation bonds or GO bonds or GO bonds. That's what we're talking about this evening. In the state of Indiana, there is a statutory or constitutional limit in the amount of GO debt you can have. And the capacity for Franklin Township as of today is about $16.47 million. Now, we're not suggesting or recommending we issue all $16.4 million. This is just a reminder that we have plenty of capacity to issue these bonds within the parameters that you'll consider for this evening. So you'll see two type of parameters on this slide. The one on the left, as we refer to those as the maximum bond parameters, we've built in a little bit of flexibility for this board to consider that you could issue as much as $5.35 million and pay those back over 2 years and 1 month. However, what we're estimating and planning to issue are bonds totaling $5,160,000. Again, as I mentioned, interest rates have never been lower, and it's about as good a time as there's ever been to issue bonds that could, as you heard Mr. McWhirter mention, come back and help the rainy day fund for future projects or future needs for the school district. But I think, sorry if you don't mind just going back up really quickly. You'll see in the bond parameters an estimated debt service tax rate impact of 0.1989. However, with the growing net assessed value for 2021, there will be no net impact to taxpayers on the debt service tax rate.
I failed to mention on the other, the teardrop, or the scale, the also the geo bonds we issued this past year are also paying off here in this. So we have geo bonds paying off, and we're kind of replacing it with geo bonds. And we've talked about in the past about rotating geo bonds as we move forward.
Yeah. So this is, so to finish it up, if you don't mind going to the last slide. Thanks, sir. So the gray bars are the outstanding debt that you've already seen this evening. In that orange bar is that one-year payment or repayment for the GO bonds, that rest estimating of $5,160,000. So to quickly summarize, no net impact on the debt service tax rate for 2021, enables the school district to drive funds back to the rainy day fund to help for future projects and future needs, which allows us to issue bonds at the lowest interest rates that we've ever seen in the history of our country. So with that in mind, welcome any questions or comments.
Great job. There's no questions.
So with that, I'd ask you to open the hearing to the public if there's any questions from them, and then after taking that, then the board to consider a project resolution and the preliminary bond resolutions.
Okay, so now this is open for public hearing. If you'd like to speak, no one signed up, but I'll still let you come up to the podium. You'll need to state your name and address and limit your comments to 3 minutes, please. Is there anyone interested in speaking? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move on to the project resolutions. Mr. McWhorter.
Yes, ma'am. Before you is a project resolution. It basically restates that that these projects have been for the purpose of construction, equipment, technology that the school board has approved, and it sets the maximum dollar amount thresholds as well, and would recommend with the, however, existing obligation mature, anticipated debt increase to the debt service fund tax rate expected to be zero above the current rate. So with that, we recommend approval.
Okay, so can I have a motion and a second to adopt the project resolution?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Smith.
Second.
Second, Ms. Shore. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. And now we'll move into the preliminary bond resolution. Mr. McWhorter.
Yes, ma'am. This is a resolution before the board. Again, it states the type of instrument, GO bonds, the maximums, as far as term and percentages, and then once that's, if assuming the board approves this, then we would put notice in the paper of what's the term, that the a notice of public hearing, notice of adoption, and then we would also then have to do an additional appropriation hearing to essentially appropriate the funds that we're receiving from the bonds.
May I please have a motion and a second to adopt the preliminary bond resolution?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Walker.
Second.
Second, Mr. Smith. Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 5-0.
So thank you. So the next steps is we'll come back to the board at the October board meeting, hold a hearing on the additional appropriation. Assuming that goes well, adopt additional recommend additional appropriation resolution, and then the board would adopt the final bond resolution. Then at that point, we'd publish a bond sale notice. And then we would have that bond sale in November, approximately November 12th. And then with closing approximately December 8th. And that way, it'll be in time for the 2021 budget process.
Thank you, Fred. We will go ahead and adjourn the project hearing at 6:16 p.m.